Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Tuesday. First of yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Monday. Massive stories to cover. I mean, biggest stories of the year, maybe. Apparently, there was a restaurant where 20 people booked a table and then didn't turn up. So that's a massive story there. There's a new Vogels ad, which people are loving. Huge story. And then Kerry McIver doesn't know whether to use emojis or GIFs. There was a minor story yesterday about an MP admitting that she'd committed benefit fraud as well.
So people who are angry at her or accusing her of being dishonest, correct? So what I want to say is, if you're a business person listening to this, have you never just put down, oh gosh, that's a business expense, but it wasn't? Have you never charged the extra kilometre when you shouldn't have? If you're employed at anywhere, have you never just answered your phone when you were being paid for work? Have you never been on Facebook when you shouldn't have? Have you never printed off something that wasn't work-related? And I mean, you could go on and on.
Have you? Here's one for you. Have you ever done a job for cash and not put it on the books?
To
rip off the taxpayer?
There is so much. So I think before people, you know, the old casting shadow on someone else, just have a look and think, have you been squeaky clean? Because if you haven't, you've got no right, actually, to say what she did was, you know, dishonest and you're perfect and pure and that's wonderful.
You know what I really want to hear, Vicky, is exactly how much money this involves in the Materia Touré case. We don't know how long she lied for and what benefit she got from that lie. So then you come into that sliding morality that is so prevalent these days that says, well, I know it's wrong, but in the broader scheme of things, it has a rightness to it, so I'm okay being a little bit wrong.
Yeah, I've had to get used to being a little bit wrong in my life. It turns out I'm actually completely wrong about most things. Just ask anyone who has to live anywhere near me. They'll tell you. Is Tim Dower okay with Touré being a little bit wrong? Let's find out. He was standing in for Rachel Smalley.
Big promises. Core benefits up under the Greens by 20%. Taking away financial penalties and sanctions against people on benefits, including women who won't name the father of a child, for example. Cutting back on investigations into those who fiddle the benefit system, doubling the amount that people could earn before their benefit gets abated back to $200, cutting the abatement rate to 30%, it's 40% right now. Under the Greens, if you're on a benefit, you'd actually be able to get up to $400 a week before you hit that 70% abatement. And they describe all of this, all these changes, as creating a culture of compassion. And back in the distant past, weren't we known for that in this country? You'd have to say there's a lot in this which is really positive. A lot of the way the welfare system works now and a lot of the energy that goes into it is about trying to push down the expense, if we're honest. Cut a few bucks here, claw a few bucks back there. Are we going to, though, get a better result from the system by creating a house of plenty? Oh, I'll be fine. I'll just go downwind. Ramp up what you reward somebody for basically doing nothing. Surely will make it more appealing to do nothing. A safety net, and this is what we're trying to understand here in the Greens document, is meant to be temporary, isn't it? See you through hard times. It's not meant to be an attractive lifestyle choice. Big problem with welfare here is it's very complex and efforts to make the system fair just create a minefield of rules at the same time a swag of loopholes. Personally, I believe it's better to teach a man to fish than just give the man fish after fish after fish. At the same time, we have to accept there are some people who don't want to go fishing. We should maybe just live with those people and focus our attention on those who see the safety net as it's meant to be, something to get away from eventually. There's really no point in kicking a man or a woman when he's down. Experience tells us, if we're honest with ourselves, that that doesn't actually get us any kind of result.
And right there is probably why we don't hear Tim hosting more shows. because why you said there made perfect sense. It was logical and well thought out. Yeah, there's no perfect system for everyone. So you've got to put up with a little bit of abuse of any system, because it works for the, if it works for the majority of people, right? Anyway, it calls for a system. I don't know what kind of system would solve people not showing up for their restaurant bookings, but apparently one restaurateur is out of pocket because 20 people didn't show up and he's real angry about it. Here's the Hospitality Association's view.
What would you like to see happen to stop this? Is there a way to stop this?
Well, look, I think he also admitted that he probably hadn't followed his own processes with this group. When you've got a large group, you generally do tend to get a commitment from the group organiser in the form of a deposit in advance. You generally also ask them to confirm their final numbers, either sort of 24 or 48 hours out from the group arriving. And that's generally a commitment at that point, that if you've confirmed 24 people, that you're going to pay for 24 people, even if only 20 turn up. So there's some general industry processes that probably weren't followed here, and he sort of admitted that they hadn't quite followed their protocols either.
Is this why some restaurants won't take bookings, or they'll book 50% of the restaurant out?
What you tend to do is people do tend to make bookings and then not turn up, and it's a nightmare because you end up with empty seats. So they prefer to just, you know, have walk-in business. They do often say we'll take, you know, reservations for groups over, say, 8 people, because it's actually quite a large table and it is something that the kitchen and the waiting staff have to plan for. But if it's just, you know, 2 people out for dinner, they'll tend to try to slot them in. So it's managing their bookings.
Is there any way around this? I mean, you know, taking a credit card with your booking, perhaps, you know, for a group of, say, a dozen, even, you know, 8 people don't turn up. That's a significant amount, I think, for a restaurant.
It is tricky. I mean, the hospitality industry does tend to serve first and then ask for payment afterwards, which is probably the complete polar opposite of anything else that you'd do. You know, if you're thinking, I don't think Air New Zealand would let you get on a flight and say, I'll pay at the other end. I think, however, people are becoming a lot more business savvy in that space. And if it is a big group, they will take a deposit in advance just to secure that booking.
To be honest, I'm just glad when a restaurant will let you book a table. So many of them say that they don't reserve a table. How can you plan your life around that? I mean, I'm not just going to wander down the street and end up at a restaurant that has a spare table. I don't want to do that, especially not at this time of year. It's cold outside. Right, first world problems. Let's move on now to, if you're eating at home, you'll need toast. This is a desperate segue, but I'm going to make it work if it kills me. People love this new Vogels ad, apparently.
A lot of people on my Facebook page are saying how moved and how amazing the new Vogels bread ad is. And they're saying it's amazing to be a Kiwi. Because it's an ad with 8 people with plates. That is advertising myth. Vogels used to be a great New Zealand company. It's now owned by Goodman Fielder, that's owned by the Singaporeans and Chinese. So, yeah, it kind of irks me sometimes when companies try and get that warm Kiwi vibe when they're not Kiwi companies. I don't know why I feel so strongly about that. But, yeah, it irks me when I see people falling for it. As far as I'm concerned, there's one great bread in this country that's Kiwi owned, and that is Copeland's. Yeah, actual. And they don't need to advertise because they're so damn good.
Okay, 3 points on this. Firstly, I haven't seen the ad because my boss, after the show yesterday, the first question he asked me is, have I seen the Vogels ads? I never watch ads. That is the whole reason they invented online television. So you don't have to watch ads anymore. So that's the first thing. Second thing, Vogels is amazing. I don't actually care who owns the company. It doesn't become less amazing because it's owned overseas. It's always been amazing, always will be. If only they could figure out a way to cook it quicker, but you can't, so that's just how it is. And third thing, what is this Copeland's that he's talking about? I googled it. It seems to only be available in South Island. If it's so amazing, why can't I get it here? Send me some Copeland's, please. Right, and I'll be the judge of how amazing it is. I love bread. Oh. Now, let's finally finish on really one of the massive questions of life. Should you emoji or gift?
Just been saying to Kerry, it's World Emoji Day. So if you haven't already, feel free to use one. Celebrate.
Yeah, we can't read them on the texts, though, which is unfortunate.
Well, you can't.
Oh,
this is why you should get a Mac.
Yeah, for so many, many reasons. Okay, well, send them to Mark if you've got an emoji that you think sums up your day, our day, the show. We'd love to know what you think emoji-wise. I do like a good emoji, but I do like a good giphy, too, I must admit.
She's the queen of gif.
You should see the ones I send Kate. Brilliant.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. In fact, you gif like nobody else.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Of course, the answer to whether you should emoji or gif is don't do either, because they are stupid, soul-destroying, brain-melting, lowest common denominator activities. Just use words, please. I think I've made my feelings quite clear on that. I am Glenn ZB. That has been News Talk ZB for Tuesday. I will see you back here again tomorrow with all the big issues once more.